To get a Nexus card, an individual goes through a fingerprint and background check and gets to use special lanes on cross-border bridges and through special TSA lanes at airports. As the number using the cards and the peace bridge increases, that actually speeds up those going through regular customs and immigration lanes by thinning the crowd a little. Peacebridge GM Ron Reines says this is a special issue right now with the beach commuters rush.
We're probably around 26 to 27% in terms of total traffic. However, during peak times, it's actually higher than that. For example, the peak time entering the U.S. is generally in the morning. And at times we can have as many as four Nexus lanes open entering the U.S.
It's less complicated in the afternoon when those commuters head for the cottages and the beaches with two Nexus lanes in Ontario, although Reines says that might rise to three. The cards have been so successful in getting cars across the bridge. The bridge is working with the Sabres and other organizers of the World Junior Hockey Games in December to make sure more of those coming across the border for the games have Nexus, and also working with hockey leagues to get the cards for families and entire teams, with those under 18 getting the cards for free. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.